Blog Talk Radio.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. She gets that come get me look in her eyes. Well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. She drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me.
Stand by for passion.
Good morning. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Monday, January 30th, 2023. The talk show is brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio, streaming worldwide on iHeart and Google Podcasts. It's a new year, and it's full of possibilities and adventures. Early into the year, it's a time for assessing goals and chasing your dreams. Before I announce the topic today, I have a couple live mentions for two special ladies. The first one is Maria, Master Stylist at JCPenney Salon, located in Boynton Beach, Florida. So if you're local or visiting, check her out. She can give you a new look, a color refresher, and it's just a great day to be with her. And I've been to see her twice, so I want to give her a shout out. And also, JCPenney Beauty is launching a sale February 10th through March 12th, 10% off select products in-store or online. The online code is MAKEUP in caps. I also have coupons here in studio. If you'd like to request one, please call the talk show line. Also, in the mentions for today, I received a lovely gift from Kelsey's Sweet Treats, custom-made treats for all occasions. Her page on Facebook is Kelsey's Sweet Treats. She spells her name K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey's Sweet Treats, and on TikTok at Kelsey's Sweet Treats. Please call or text her for more information, area code 561-523-7736. 561-523-7736. It's a delicious variety of goodies. I was so blessed to receive this gift basket, and I just wanted to recognize you, Kelsey, for a great job. I have callers on the line. I love to see that. Ladies and gentlemen, the topic of discussion today is motivation, and I feel it's very suiting for the new year. And I want to give a shout-out to the gentleman online right now. Welcome to Passions Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's Tom DeSantis.
Tom DeSantis, what's your location? Yes, sir.
I'm actually in Pompano Beach, Florida, down for the winter. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Stand by. Welcome to Passions Podcast.
Hey, Deborah, how you doing?
How you doing, sir? Please state your location.
Yes, my name is Matic. I'm calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Matic, thanks so much for being with us. The host of the Big Bait Talk Show, a singer and producer. Very glad to have you on the air with myself, Mr. DeSantis. The topic of discussion today is motivation, and I just want to get right into it.
Go ahead, Matic, you go first.
Okay, well, I think motivation can be, like, life-changing. You know, some people when it comes to motivation, it actually shapes who they are. I know a lot of people that you can just speak things over. You speak things over their life, negative or positive, and what will happen is they'll start believing those things. So it's really important to motivate people and you know, pick blessings, speak blessings, sow blessing seeds over their life, because if you speak negative, a lot of times people start believing it. So I think motivation is great, and I think it's well needed. Motivational speakers, motivational podcasts, and that's why I love the Passion Podcast, because it's so motivational and it's just so helpful.
Thank you so much, Maddox. I really appreciate that.
Yes,
I was just gonna say,
you know, Deb, you are. Yeah. I'm listening to your podcast, and you know, that's what I found. I was drawn to it because there's so much negativity out there. To Maddox's point, and you know, motivation has many different things, but it's you know, how you relate to, you know, getting up every day and you know, understanding how grateful you are to be, you know, to be in this world and, you know, have God's blessing and, you know, and it's to keep, I would say my suggestion, you know, I've been in business a long time. I've done many different things. And my suggestion to, you know, and it's different to people how in the stage of life they are, but to younger people, I would say, you know what, don't, you know, take on some of the negativity because, you know, you want to learn, but Don't dwell on it. It's always a new day. Move on. Always believe in what you're going to do. Never quit. And just, you know, always know tomorrow's a new day and get after it. You know, that's what I'm 37 years in business. And, you know, every day I get up happy to be up and happy to go to work and be motivated. So that would be my perspective to younger people and older people. Don't ever, you know, be afraid to try. Because you know what, you learn more from your mistakes than you do from your successes. You know.
Well said. I was doing a little homework, gentlemen. I'm gonna read a few notes because every time I pick a topic, I'm always doing some studying on it. Even if it's one word, it becomes many things. So I'm just gonna put it out there to my listeners right now. I'm getting a lot of love from the Northeast down to Florida, and even down in West Africa. And I just want to continue to talk about good things, motivation and reaching out to all different people. And we love life and we're spiritual. And that's what I hear. I mean, the two gentlemen on the line right now just said a lot. Yes. And this is only the beginning. We still have 21 minutes on the clock. Stand by. There are three major components of motivation: activation, persistence, intensity. Activation induces the decision to initiate a behavior. Motivation is the desire to act in service of a goal. It's the crucial element in setting and attaining our objectives. Motivation is one of the driving forces behind human behavior. It fuels competition, sparks social connections, and when it is absent, it can lead to mental illness or depression. I found motivation to be essential. What do you think?
Go ahead, Maddox.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's definitely essential. I feel like it's very necessary. And you know, like I said, it keeps people going that time. So, yeah, it's very essential.
This is Tom. So the way I look at it, like when I was younger, I was an athlete too. And I think being, you know, involved in sports, involved in organized sports and being, you know, being around teammates. And later on in life, you know, I was very blessed to play football at a college level. And I look back and sometimes when you know, we all get, listen, let's be honest, we all go to our low points. And you have to have faith in, you know, faith in God. But I look back to my teammates, and I remember, you know, you're having a bad day. It's you drive through it, and they pick you up. And you have to surround yourself. You know, you've got to try to surround yourself not only in your faith, but with good people. You know, show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are. And it's really true, because we all have people come and go in our lives, and you kind of, you know, you want to be kind to everyone, but you know, some people, and this is you know, it's good. You learn from everyone, but I think you have to have positive, kind, you know, respectful people that want to build you up and not bring you down. I think that's a real key to success, and to, you know, that motivation is infectious if you have people around you that are motivated and are driven.
That's a lot of positive energy, and I love that. Continue on, gentlemen.
I'm sorry, I was muting my phone. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, I actually had a couple of friends back in high school that was contemplating suicide. And, I mean, it's crazy because the people was not bad people. I mean, it's a couple of friends that I had and even family members at time that, you know, contemplated suicide. And I was there to help motivate them and push them and try to get them to the next level. But it's just so sad that, you know, with the lack of motivation, people will be willing to even take their life at times. So, I mean, I think it's very helpful if we as a community, you know, no matter what your race or who you are, if we all come together and start just motivating each other and trying to keep positivity in the air. And I think it take down a lot of stress and just, I mean, you can be having a bad day at work, you know, and it just takes someone to be nice and reach out to you. And that's why I always love the conversations I have with Deborah, because no matter what we're talking about, like even when I was just getting my podcast started and I was feeling like I was feeling a little down because I wasn't getting the interaction that I wanted. And Deborah, you know, she just texted me out of the blue and said, "Hey, I really love what you're doing. I you know, it's so motivational. I can tell you're doing it from the heart." And that just lifts me up. So I think the topic motivation is what actually describes Passion Podcast. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And this is a great topic, Deborah. And I think the definition of motivation should be you.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much. Much love to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo, I feel good. Good vibrations. I'm so happy for both of you to be with me on the air today. And that's the mission at Passions. And we're doing our outreach program all year long in Palm Beach County and Lake Worth Beach. And I'm always motivated to help others. And we talk about a lot about that on Passions.
Yeah. I wanted to add with Matt to Maddox's point. You know, you never know when you talk with someone what they're going through. And I know that it's cliche, but you say it. I mean, people, you have to walk in someone's shoes, you know, to understand really what's going on. And they, you know, they may just need just a kind word, a hug. You know, geez, you look good today. You know, how's, you know, what's going on? You know, you have something positive. It will change someone's direction. And you never know where that, what that word or that act of kindness, you know, is for someone. And I've always been, you know, a believer in that. I have three children, and I always said to them, you know, listen, no matter what, just be kind. And, you know, that doesn't mean people are going to be kind back, but you can control who you are and how you interact with people. And I think there needs to be a lot more of it. And so, Deb, what you're doing and, you know, doing out there is amazing. Even if you change one person in your life in a day or in a week or in a month or in a year, you've made a change for the good. And I think that's if we all just try to be good, which, you know, I know everyone on this phone is trying. And we have our bad days, but I think it just resonates and it becomes a snowball effect and everybody can be positive. So thank you for what you're doing.
I love it. Thank you so much. Ooh. I'm going to continue on briefly because this one word meant so many things. And through my studies, I found that there are seven types of motivation: attitude, achievement, competence, which is the heart of motivation, creative, fear-based, power, and reward-based. The three biggest motivators are affiliation, achievement, or power. Pick one. They say most every person has one or three of those traits. I find that to be fascinating.
Could you say the
in essence,
I'm sorry. What was the three? What was the three cat?
Oh, say it again.
I'm sorry. What were the three? What were the three categories that they said one? A person is one of the three.
Yeah. Oh, let me. Okay. According to, McKeelan's human motivation theory, it states that every person has one of three main driving motivators, and those motivators are affiliation, achievement, or power.
Yeah, I think, you know, affiliation is very interesting because I think we all want to belong and be a part of something, obviously, you know, and then when you're affiliated with something and it's good and if it's a good cause, you know, you just feel better about yourself. I mean, it's, you know, volunteering, you know, going down, you know, whatever you do, if you're helping, even if it's just going, taking the neighbor to the, you know, to the store or doing something, you know, that, again, that act of kindness, you know, power is an interesting thing. I guess, you know, we all, I don't know, from an ego standpoint, we all have an ego to a degree, but that's not one that always motivated, you know, was a motivation for me. I just want to, you know, I like to see people do well. I'm, you know, if I'm seeing someone do well, that's a part, even doing better than me in my own field, I'm happy for them because it makes me want to do better. I get, you know, I'm going to be better and try to achieve more. That's my perspective.
And
very
I
nice.
Feel, I'm agree with Tom, and I also want to add achievement because just listening to, you know, him saying that he's been in business for over 30 years, that motivated me because I'm going on my 6th year in business, and I mean, I was told if you make it after 3 years, then you know you're probably gonna make it, but it's still I don't see business go out of business after 20 years, but for Tom to still be in business after 30 years, that just motivated me and gave me hope to keep going. So I think achievement. And another thing, I love to see people grow. Whoever I'm around, like Tom said, even if it's not me and someone else, I just love to see growth. I love to see people achieving their growth goals. I love to see people just doing better and growing. And you know, that does it for me. So I think achievement and affiliation is wonderful for me. The power, you know, to a certain extent, but long as you're achieving, the power to me is not as important because achieving means growing. So if you're growing and you're getting better, you don't have to be the most powerful, but, you know, just to show progress is great for me.
That's great, Matt. Good for you, man. It hasn't been easy sometimes, but I've always enjoyed getting up on Monday and going to work. I can say that all my life. At weekends, I look forward to Monday. I know a lot of people don't, but I always did, and I still do. You know, here, you know. So, thanks for the compliment, and I wish you luck. You know, if you need anything, I'm always there. You know, to help anyway.
I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. This has been a great topic, motivation. I have two gentlemen calling in, ladies and gentlemen. We're in Florida, South Florida, and we're talking about motivation. And I love to hear the different outlooks. In essence, you both have a beautiful mind. It's very positive, whatever you're sharing, and it's good, and it's essential for us just to have a great day and lift one another up.
You
and
know,
I
it
say,
doesn't take much to do
ahead.
That. I mean, that's the thing. That's the other thing I was going to say. It doesn't take really an effort to be kind and positive. It's a beautiful thing. And smile at someone. And you know, it's so easy. It's so simple. And if everybody just did it, it'd be a better world. So,
absolutely. Also, you know, whatever is intriguing you is a welcome journey on this earth. We're traveling through, and we want to be a better person today than we were yesterday, and we want to help our community and our friends and our neighbors, but also we want to help ourselves. There's a big deal about motivation because there could be people listening, and this show will be archived, that maybe aren't feeling motivation, and maybe they're suffering from depression, or they don't have that support system, maybe even just to send an email to talk about it. And so I really studied, again, with motivation. And the last thing I have on this is they talk about their six C's of motivation. It's a clarification on the definition, and it says choice, challenge, control, collaboration, constructing, and consequences. And I would love to hear the feedback from each of you gentlemen on that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Maddox. You go first.
Can you give me that list one more time? I just want to not miss anything.
No worries. Stand by. Choice, challenge, control, collaboration, constructing, consequences.
Oh, that's amazing. That is great. Yeah, I mean, motivation is definitely a choice. And it's, I mean, you can choose to do something kind. And that one choice that you can make can control the atmosphere. So, and it also can give you bad consequences if you, you know, choose to be mean or rude, besides being motivational and nice and kind. So I just feel like we should all make the choice to do what's right. And if you, you know, have the fear of God in you and, you know, you love God, I think you're going to automatically choose to do what's right and put positivity in the atmosphere and just choose to help people. I mean, it's the smallest thing to do. Like Tom said, it doesn't cost a penny to just be kind. It doesn't cost you anything, and it feels so much better. It feels so good, especially when you're doing it from the heart and you motivate someone and you're not trying to belittle them. I come from like a single parent home. I come from like poverty and different aspects that it lacks a lot of motivation, and I believe that's what caused it to be so depressing. So I mean, it's a choice that, you know, control your future if it's not executed right. So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And to that point, I mean, a choice, like they say, you know, when you get up in the morning, you really do have a choice to get up and say, well, I'm going to make it a good day and I'm going to be grateful for the day and try to make it, and just try to make it the best you can. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but tomorrow's always a new day. And I, not to repeat myself, but you know, it is a choice. I mean, if you get up and start thinking always good and thinking good and, you know, like back to the beginning of the show, talk about negativity. If you don't let that negativity come in immediately in the morning, like you just stay positive, whatever that is, if that's getting up and going, you know, getting up and going, take a walk and have, you know, whatever, making coffee, doing whatever, putting some music on, whatever. I tend to stay away from the news. That's just me, because to me, and I'm not, you know, I want to know what's going on in the world, but in the end of the day, it's the negativity that they put on people. It's hard enough to fully get through the day than to start your day listening to all the negativity. So that was a great point you brought up earlier in the show, that you really just, if you get into good habits, and that's, you know, motivation. Again, if you motivate yourself to be in good habits, whatever that is, that makes you positive, then that's really the key. And every day is a new day. You can do it and start out fresh.
All said. Good feedback, gentlemen.
Yes.
Well, we are down to about 5 minutes before closing, and I feel really grateful. We definitely had a thorough conversation about motivation.
I think so. I got a lot out of it. I enjoyed listening to Matt. You know, again, I'm and every day you can learn, and never be afraid to learn. That's what I always say. You know, again, I'm you know, almost 60 years old, but I get up every day thinking I'm 18, and you know, then I want to learn. I want to learn from someone in a positive way, and we can learn from anyone. You know, it's amazing. And one other thing I like to add, when I deal with younger people, I like at the YMCA or, you know, coaching, I, as an older person, I'm not old, I'm older, I try to be positive. And that doesn't mean I'm, you know, that I'm not being real, I just try to be positive with younger people because they deal with so much negative. They have to go on, you know, that we're how many years ahead of them. And I don't really like when I see people be, you know, talking negative to younger people because we need to motivate them in a positive way to the future of us. And that's, you know, that's what I try to do too, just to set up, you know.
I love it. Be an example. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to a close here shortly. Maddox, I want to thank you for calling in, and also Tom.
No, thanks for having us. Thank you, Matt. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, and thank you, Deborah, for having us. It was amazing. I mean, to be honest with you, I wasn't even expecting it to be this great because, you know, I just was like, okay, we're on the show, but I mean, I got so much out of this myself, and you're a great host, man. I love it. I love
this
show.
Thank you. Gentlemen, stand by. Stay on the line. Thank you. Tom, you also took time out of your busy day to be with us on Passions, and I really appreciate both of you be on the air with me today.
Really, I got a lot out of it. My pleasure. I feel good.
Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get involved with Passions, you can call your host directly off the air at area code 561-856-0100, or you can email me at passionspodshow@gmail.com. The topic of discussion today was motivation. It was powerful. Two gentlemen on the air with me, and they really shared a message, and it was really special. Until next time, everyone, have a great day.
Day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me, a look in her eyes, well, it kind of scares me the way that she drives me wild. She drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me.
Stand by for Passion.
Dancing, ain't afraid to take chances, and where